Soku isika tisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Walambulela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu umhla ka 2 Mpalakazi 2022 ngoGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Members of the public are informed that new sub-lineages of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 have been detected in Botswana. The sub-lineages of BQ.1 and BQ.1.1.
Abe Zimbabwe abahlala kule Botswana sebesasebela ukuthi umkhakha omutsha we COVID-19 osutholakele kulelo lizwe ungaphambanisa ikhefu lekhisimusi. Uqhubekela phambili ukufuthelana kubandla le-MTCT ekukhelwa ngumnumzana Jacques Monzora. Ludluliselwa phambili ukhetho lwama-by-elections eBinga obekumele lwenziwe kusasa. Uhlelo Woza Friday kuliviki silomhlabeleli womdumo werumba uZizwe Sibanda ozibiza ngokuthi ngumdaweni kwezomculo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Ele Botswana lithi selithole olunye uhlobo olugciwane lomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 elikumuli yinye lalolu kathesi olubizwa ngokuthi yi-Omicron. Lokhu sekudale ukukhathazeka okukhulu kuzulu oselizweni lelo okuqela abeZimbabwe bona abalungiselela ukuya ekhaya ngesikhathi sekhefu lekhisimusi. Umqondisi Dube usethulela lolu daba.
Isikhulumiso gatsha olubona ngezempila kahle kwele Botswana, umnumzana Christopher Nyanga uthi akukabile sizathu sokuthi uZulu ayethuke ngemva kokutholakala kwemikhakha emibili ye-COVID-19 kuyona le iviki.
Members of the public are informed that new sub-lineages of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 have been detected in Botswana. The sub-lineages of BQ.1 and BQ.1.1
uZulu uyaziswa ukuthi sekutholakale omunye umhlobo we-COVID-19 okumulinye lomhlobo we-Omicron.
Unyanga uthi ingcwethi ziphezu kokudingisisa ukuthi kambe imhlobo emitsha le ingabe imumetheni.
Scientists are still studying the behavior of these sub-lineages in order to conclusively determine.
Ingcwethi zisacubungula ukuthi umhlobo lo uyamumetheka masinya, uyabulala kumbe kawuvumi ijekiseni ye-COVID-19.
Noma kusenziwa uphenyo phezu kokuthi imihlobo le ingabe iziphatha kanjani kungakathathwa izinqumo, abanye abeZimbabwe kwele Botswana abafana lonkosikazi Sindiso Sibanda bakhathazeka ukuthi lokhu kungagcina kuphambanisa injabulo yokuthazela ikhefu lekhisimusi lokwamukela umnyaka omutsha.
Kodwa akusasethusi kangako ngoba sesikwazi ukuthi i-COVID into okumele siphile layo. Lanxa nje sikwazi ukuthi sesilungiselele ukuthi siye emakhaya siye kukhefu, ukuthi engxenye yabomthetho bangasalisa ukuhamba bagcine sebesenza ama-lockdown. Kodwa thina nje singabantu singuZulu sesikujwayele lokhu, sesikuthatha njenge-flu nje eyansuku zonke. Sesikwazi ukuthi nxa usule-flu, usukhwehlela, usutshaywa likhanda, uyathatha ama-immune booster akho, udle kakhulu ama-orenji, unathi itiye lelemoni, ufuthe impilo yaphambili. Hhayi, akusasihluphi kangako lokhu, sesikujwayele.
Umnumzana Mdokozo Thebe yena ohlala eHabroni uthi kazwisisi ukuthi kungani ukuthi uma kukhanyelelwe ikhefu uqhamuka eminye imhlobo ye-COVID-19.
Mina kungani kuyangixaka ngombono wami. So ngani abantu laba abaphethe amazwe, why this COVID wasn't detected a long time back kuze kukhethe inyanga? Phela izinto ezinje ziyagcina zisesabisela ukuthi ugcina ususizwa sokuthiwa i-movement kumbe namabhoda asevaliwe.
Ele Botswana elaba yilizwe lokuqala ukwazisa umhlaba wonke jikelelo ngokuqhamuka komhlobo egciwane ele Omicron nyakenye ngolwezi uDokotela Sikhulile Moyo odabuka eZimbabwe ode eSalwane seBotswana nguye wabamba umkhuhlane weOmicron imihlobo le noma nje ithola kwaqala eBotswana ibahile emazweni awezekazi leEurope lele Asia lapho okule China eke yavimba abantu uhamba hamba kwamanyama dolobo phansi kohlelo lelockdown ukumemetheka kweCOVID-19 emazweni amaningi aguqela eZimbabwe leBotswana bese kwehlile okwamagama okwabona inkokheli yekethisa imigoqo yafaka ukuvikela ukumemetheka lokuthelelwana komkhuhlane lo. Ngingumqondisi dobo wendaba ze Studio 7 ngisabron kwele Botswana.
Soludluliselwe phambili ukhetho lwama-by elections eBinga okumele lwenziwe kusasa. Umabhalane kahulumende obona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko uNomzana Nick Mangwana wethule umbiko lo namhla enkundleni yokuxhumana yeTwitter esithi kulamalunga ebandla leCitizens Coalition for Change okuthiwa kabahlawulanga ngemfanelo imithelo eGNAyo. Ukuze sihlaziye udaba lolu sixoxe loMnumzana Kudakwashe Munsanka okubandla leZANU PF eBinga.
Dube okwenzakalayo ukuthi after inomination court mhla ka 2 November 2022 kwasuka la kwaba lesikhathi ngiyakholwa kube umhla ka 11 kusiya phambili lapho esezwa khona ukuthi iZANU PF ifuna ukuthi iphikise inomination yama candidates ethu amahlanu kutsho ukuthi ku ward 23 ku ward number 6 ward number 8 lo ward number 10 so ama ward ona lawo bawa konte lo ward number 15 bathi lawo ma ward ama candidates ethu ayelezi kweleti kodwa thina sasikwazi ukuthi abantu laba basebe nominative so bazosuka ke laba bantu baye court besiya kuthi laba bantu kaba nominatewa ngakuhle okwenzakalayo nje lapha yikuthi iZANU PF dube ivele iyesaba ukuthi kathesi kakusela lapha bangawina khona yikubona ukuthi umsindo ngapha eBinga kathesi uyamangalisa kakuhlaleki abantu sibelala phandle isizathu ukuthi bayakwazi ukuthi bona vele akusela lapha bangawina khona
lo ke umnumzana Prince Dubeko Sibanda athi umnumzana Kudakwashe Munsanka Usibanda okubandla le-CCC. Ake sizokukhona manje uNomzana Kudakwashe Munsanka okubandla le-ZANU PF.
Ukhetho oleBinga uthiwa ngesilungu lususpendiwe. Alukabi lama-dates. Kukhanya mhla ka 4 January ikho lapha okuyaba khona le court i-verdict yakhona. Esikutsho yikuthi umthetho wona uthi umuntu nxa efuna ukuba ngukansela akamelanga ebe lesikweleti esekansel amalangeni akwana 120 days before inomination court. Kwatholakala ukubana out of 6 ama-candidates we-CCC abangu-5 balezikweleti zeBinga Rural District Council. So kwathi kwenzakele izeki yona ayisakukhangelisanga lokhu ibafaka kuma-nomination. Okwaba yinto iZANU PF yakudobha yathi kudobhile iZANU PF yabesiya e-court.
Lo ke umnumzana Kudakwashe Munsanka okubandla leZANU PF. Kusenjalo ikomishin ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho yeZimbabwe Electoral Commission isidonselwe emthethwandaba we-High Court inhlanganiso ezimeleyo e-Project Vote 263 phezu kokwala ukuveza uluhlu lwabantu abalilungelo lokuvota olugcinwa kumakhompyutha i-electronic voters roll. Amagqwetha eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ayo amela ilinhlanganiso afikise udaba lolu enkantolo izolo. Umqondisi we-Project Vote 263 uMnumzana Youngerson Mathete uthi bathethe lelinyathelo ngemva kokuzama kaningi ukuthi izek ibatholise i-voters roll kodwa isala. Ngeviki edluleyo umeli weHarare North ePhalamende uMnumzana Alan Norman McCann olilunga le-CCC layo uvule icala ebophisa ikhomishini le phezu kodaba olufanayo. Izek ithi ayila electronic voters roll. Ithi abafuna uluhlu lolu kumele bethenge i-voters roll edindwe emaphepheni yona ebiza inkulungwane zamadola eMelika ezingamakhulu phose amabili 187,000 United States dollars ugwalo lunye. Uyaxokozela kubandla le-MDCT ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora esimangalelwe emthethwandaba ngumnumzana Norest Marara othi ujiwe phandle kokhetho lokudinga umongameli omutsha webandla leli. UMarara uthi bekufanele abancintisayo bekhethwe nguZulu hathi idale le-National Council. Kodwa umnumzana Lloyd Damba, isikhulumeli sikamongameli webandla le-MDCT, uthi uMarara ukhuluma angawaziyo.
When he's saying that he was not given the opportunity because he says he wants democracy, the National Council snubbed him because he is not known. So you cannot blame democracy for not accepting you, for not choosing you, for not electing you. This is a democratic process. You cannot impose yourself on the people. That is exactly what he's trying to do. He's not suing the government, he's not suing the President Monzora. He's suing the National Council for his unpopularity for rejecting him.
Uthi uyasimangalela ngoba ufuna ukuba kube lokukhululeka ekukhethweni kwabantu kubandla lethu. I-National Council kayizange imkhethe ngoba kaziwa. Angeke athi akula demokrasi ngoba kakho engazami ukusiphosela ebantwini. Yikho lokhu akuzamayo ubophisa i-National Council ethi kaziwa muntu wangena kubandla leli kulandela ukukhethwa kwakhe umongameli webandla. Wangena ku-National Executive ulandela ukukhethwa kwakhe libandla lethu. Wayengaphi umuntu lo? Wayekuseliphi? Wayeku-district yiphi? Wayeku-branch yiphi? Ubani wangithi nesihlalo wakhe? Ibandla leli alikhulumi ngabantu nje. Ufuna ususwe uDokotela Msengezi, uVincent Tswangirai labanye. Asikwazi ukuba uzamani uyadlala nje.
Decide to disqualify them. And these are the people that you are appointed on the same day. And now he's crying simply because he was not elected. I don't even know what to define it. It's a joke.
UMnumzana Lloyd Damba, yisikhulumeli sikamongameli webandla le-MDCT, beqoqa le-Studio 7 eseHarare. Siphinde saxoxa ngodaba lolu loMnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, okunhlanganiso yobulawa Progressive Residents Association.
Kuyatshengisa ukuthi sikhanda ukuthi abantu babe kuma-political parties abe ngabantu abafuqeke kakhulu idemokhrasi, ikakhulu ngakhangela abantu abaku-opposition noma okwenza sibiza le-ruling party kuhlala sithi thina ile demokhrasi. Kodwa lokhu kubuhlungu ukuthi ngikhathi sikhangela lokho okwenzala ku-MDCT kulawo Marara lo Monzora kasesibona uMarara ungathiwe siye ekhothi ukubana afuphe ukuthi layangena lo presidential candidate epathina leyo. So kubuhlungu khona ukuthi lo uthukuluzana phose uyadinga sukuthi nxasinanzela leyi party ngathi kulama-factions lokuxabana kulokungazwisisani phose engxenye lokuthi abantu bakhulele kuke-democracy yakhona iyashoda yikho abantu behambe amakhoti engxenye phakathi kulabanye ababhalelana phandle kulokwesa abantu ukuthi hhayi uMarara lingangena adibane lo Monzora engxenye laba lokumonzora bayesouth bangadliwa sibona ngathi i-confusion ekhona eyenzakalayo but eqinisweni khona okungaqhubeka kuyadingisa ukuthi hhayi ibathi i-MDC kuziqhubekisela phambi kuzabanzima nabo nabe bese bexabana bona.
Kuqakatheke kanganani ukuthi kube lalokho okuthiwa ngesilungu internal democracy nxa kubuya amabandla nje?
Kuqakatheke kakhulu ngoba okokuqala phela i-party e-opposition ikhangele ukuthi lise iyengena kupower. And ukuze uthele othekelo labantu, abantu bokuqala bakhangele ukuthi lina liziphatha kanjani. Kodwa ngendlela abaziphatha ngayo khathesi kuyakhanya ukuthi likhulelani ibandla akulakukhululeka akula demokrasi. Kuthoni lokho? Kuthi ukuthi nxa usikhangela kubahlali bezimbabwe sekuthiwa sokufanele ngivote, ibandla elinjalo liyancedisa ukuthi lithole uthekelo labantu ngoba abantu bahle baligelele baleyise babona ukuthi nxa behluphana kanje besayi-opposition bangangena esikhundleni lokuhulumende sebengamasosha sebele-ani bangathi so lokho kutho kuthi ukuthi hhayi ngendlela abaziphatha ngayo benza ukuthi nabona abantu ababalandelayo abayingoswana bahle babaleyise bathina nje kusele kuyikukhokhela kuphela abantu bekushiyane le-MDCT bengaqhubeka beziphatha ngendlela abaziphatha ngayo.
Kuyini okwenza ukuthi vele kube lokuxokozela okungaka nxa kusenziwa ukhetho kumabandla wonke nje eZimbabwe?
Okokuqala ukuthi sesinabantu abaningi abafisa ukuthi asingathi abapower hungry abanye abafundi babuswe nanxa abantu bengasabathandi. Yikho nxa abantu bengena sokuthiwa kuya amakhombisa amaphathi ngokuthiyana kwawo ngobuningi bawo omunye lo munye uyakhangela ihambe lo ofuna ukuthi ancintisane lami ngingamnela yini engabona ungathi engamkhuya lo kuthiwa yi-thread ngesikhiwa uyafisa amvayele phandle kuphrosa ukuchawa ngezinye indlela abantu esaluza esingathi thina yi-focus levision yokuthi injengoba kuholela phandle ukuthi singene uhulumende wezanu siqhubeke siye phambi sesilisana thina sodwa ngokwenza njalo futhi senza izanu siye siqhubeke ubusa ngoba sesigonqana thina sodwa. So ngamafithane abantu sebelelizikhunda sebalahlekelwa indoko ebanzi ukuthi indoko ama-political parties kakhulu ama-opposition ukuthi sicineni njengamazimbabweni sisilise iZANU-PF sikhuphe iZANU-PF kube nerhulumente ozahlonipha abantu kube ne-development umnotho welizwe uvuselelwe abantu baphile ngcolokho abayekokhona kathela.
Umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi ukunhlanganiso yobulawayo Progressive Residents Association besixoxa laye ekobulawayo. Sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Kuqhamuke udlakela lokulwisana ngenqindi edalela ephalamende kweleSenegal izolo ngemva kokuba elinye ilunga lesilisa laleli dale lebandla eliphikisayo lijaye ilunga lesifazana ngempama lona lamjikijela ngesicathulo ngesitulo ababili labo bagcina betshana ngenqindi. Hey, iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Ukusetshenziswa kwemitshina yakulezi nsuku umncintiswano wenguqu wokudinga intshantshu zomhlaba jikelele uWorld Cup 2022 odlalelwa kwele Qatar sekudale inkulumo ngemva kwezinqumo ezithethwe kusetshenziswa iVAR ezidale umehluko kumphumela yeminye imidlalo. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Into esenzindaba yezemidlalo uPraise Dlakama wakobulawayo ngomunye wabasola inguquko esilethwe kusetshenziswa kwemitshini yakulezi nsuku World Cup 2022.
Ukuintroducer kwe-technology ebhoreni inezimatches sakuthabela kakhulu ukuthi kuyanceda, but nxa sesikhali World Cup le sokukuningi osokwenzakele osokusitshengisa ukuthi sokususa iflena lana esasilayo ebhoreni, like umuntu even engahlohla kathesi kasagijima ethaba ngoba semelela ukuqasa kubona ukuthi yigumbi yasogo. Ngoba sofana nxa sigala World Cup ama-decision amaningi ase-questionable, sokwenzakala into eziningi ezenza ukuthi sibe lokusula. Ungakhangela igoli nale Japan, ukhangele i-penalty ephiwe uMessi le-first game. So far hayi i-technology isikhiphe ububhora lobana esasilawo. So I think sokumele at least bayi-minimize, ingabi ningi kakhulu. Olompembe baphiwa amandla sibili ukuthi ibazidecidele e-ground ngoba singaqhubeka kunje. So I think kuyagcina sokusenza ukuthi ibhora licine lingasachazi ngendlela thina esiyabe silikhangelele ngayo.
Umqeqetshi wahambisa iqembu labesifazane elimela ilizwe emidlalweni wenguqu kumidlalo yama-Olympics yaqhutshelwa kule Brazil ngomnyaka 2016. UShadrack Mlawuzi uthi yena uyayamukela inguquko elethwe kusebenzisa indlela zakulezi nsuku kumidlalo yezwe zomhlaba.
Athesi akusela sikhathi sokuthi ama-teams ayenze i-time wasting ngendaba yokuthi sokudle technology entsha esetshenziswayo to calculate isikhathi esizadlala ama-stoppage nge-substitution ngama-injuries lalapho ama-players singathi kugumbe ibhora lima khona. Then i-technology eyinye esinanzelela ku-World Cup orelabe lama-sensors lokuthi lincedise oref ukuthi nxa kumbe sokule offside.
Olandela umdlalo wenguqu eyisakhamuzi sakobulawayo uThando Bhebhe laye uthi amathuba okuba lokuqilibezelana asenciphile kakhulu ngaleli nyathela lemitshina.
Mina ngokubona kwami ukungena kwe-technology kwezebhora kuthuthukisile ibhora ngenxa yokuthi kuyenze izinqumo ezazingakwazi ukuthatheka kudala zithatheke lula kathesi. Izinto ezazingabonakali ngelihlo lenyama sezibonakala lula ngemtshina. Yikho ngisapota ukungena kwani kwethekhnoloji kwezebhola. IFIFA kwamele iyenze imizamo yokuthi iyehlise izikhathi ezithathwa ngo-referee ukuthatha ama-decision. Kwamele kube le efficiency mangingakubeka ngesikhiwa. Befundele ukuyisebenzisa fast i-VAR.
Abalandeli bomdlalo wenguqu baphikisane kakhulu ngegoli elihlohlwe liqembu le-Japan lidlala lele-Spain ngolwesine ngemva kokusetshenziswa i-VAR ukuze kubonakale ukuba ibhola belingaphumanga yini enkundleni phambilini kokuthi ele-Japan lihlohle. Ukunqoba kwe-Japan sidla i-Spain nge-2-1 kudale ukuba omabili lawa maqembu adlulele kusigaba esilandelayo kwemncintiswano ephuma kusibaya sika group E ukuthi ele Germany libuyele ekhaya. Amanye amaqembu asefinyelele esigabeni esilandelayo ngabalisa ele Netherlands, Senegal, England, USA, Argentina, Poland, France, Australia kanye le Morocco le Croatia. Namhlanje ikho kuzakwazakala khona amanye amaqembu azadlulela phambili ephuma kusigaba sika group G, lapho kuleqembu eliphuma kuzwekazi le Africa ele Cameroon ndona elidlala le Brazil kanye la ku group H lapho kulelizwe le Ghana lona elingqikilana le Uruguay. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Joseph Njanji, sikubikele mfowethu ukuthi ukuhambe njani. Namhlanje sibikele njalo loZulu imidlalo yalamhlanje ku group H, iSouth Korea inqobe ele Portugal 2-1. Siyakwazi ukuthi kule minye njalo imidlalo kade idlalwa namhlanje, sibonile ke iGhana ingqikilana le Uruguay. Uruguay kunapho inqobe iGhana 2-0, kutsho ukuthi iGhana le Uruguay seziphumile kumdlalweni lo. IPortugal leSouth Korea ku group H izo sezingene kusigaba esilandelayo esibizwa ngesilungu ukuthi i-group ye 16. Kuzobuya ke imidlalo ebuyayo ke ngesikhatshana esilandelayo. Siyabona ukuthi iCameroon iyabe ingqikelana khona ngale ke le Brazil kwele Qatar. Singazi ukuthi kozala nkomoni, kodwa iCameroon abanye bathi bungazani ilume kubi sibili kakhulu ngoba kukhanya ngazani kayichayi kangako. Kuzobuya ke iSerbia iyabe ingqikelana ke le Switzerland. So ke kumnandi kakhulu konoko ke okwenzakala khona ngale kwele Qatar. Sikhuluma njalo ke iSenegal le Morocco sezingenile kusigaba se 16 yena leyo. Siyakwazi ukuthi kusuka kusigaba se 16 sokungena ke ama quarter finals. Singazi ukuthi kuzwekazi le Africa iziphi eziyaphuma khonapho ke kumbe ziyangena kusigaba sama quarter finals. Okwamanje ke sithi ke libukele umdlalo okhanyazana uzoba mnandi, umdlalo weCameroon le Brazil. Kube sokuya njalo iSerbia le Switzerland abadlale nje bathela amanzi. So ke hayi kunjalo ke kwezomdlalo. Ye, so ke siqhubeke siya phambili.
It was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday, umsebenzi ubhokile.
Uhlelo Was a Friday liviki silomhlabeleli womdumo oyirumba uzizwe Sibanda, uzibiza ngokuthi ngumdaweni kwezomculo. Umdaweni uhamba leqembu lakhe ele izingonyama, njalo baphethe idlalade labo elitsha. Untungameli Ngoma weStudio 7 usipha lolo daba.
Sizwa yako hingwe e Plumtree ehlabela ikwele South Africa.
Ye inkomo linjani baba ngibingelele nakubalaleli umuntu kalahle khala ngumuntu. Ushuthi ibanga sesilihambile manje sesini lelidlaladi lesine sesinama album awu 4 ngempela awezingwenyama ndelele lamanje elithethezembu yabahwa abantu baliyamukele kakhulu. Bela babonise uthando nakho kubonisa ukukhuphuka mpela ngiyathanda kakhulu indlela abantu abasupporte ngakhona this season.
Idlalante leli lilengoma eziyisishiyangalombili ezigoqela ethi Choose Masikhethela, Ntulika, Thobele Mbongolo kanye lethi Funda Kwezakho. Abangathanda ukuthenga idlala ikhadi lakho mdawini balithola njani?
Ye abafuna lelidlalade kusho ukuthi bengathinta mina la ku WhatsApp na kuma calls ngiyatholakala ku 0655342492. Ya uyangithola lapha mina uqobo umuntu kalahlwa sibili lapha sikhuluma ulithole sikhuluma ukuthi yabungathi nami ngingapha eGoli makuthi uyabusekhaya ukuze ngikwazi ukulifikisa kuwe. Ya ungangithola kulezi number ku WhatsApp na kuma calls ngiyatholakala.
Abalandeli ubashiyela wapha manje?
Ye kubalandeli ngitabalandeli mina mabayibambe lapho senze ukubhimba lapho bengabe sayiyeka and ingoma iyeza and ingoma ikhona isazoba khona futhi ingoma so mabayibambe lapho bengabe samuva lapho ngoba ngibathanda kakhulu nje indlela abangithanda ngakhona abathanda ngakhona singe zokubhimba sinje zokutabayila so mabayibambe lapho bengabe sayiyeka ye khilikhili
uphuma ke enkundleni umdawini leqembu lakhe leyizingonyama ngale
uyasizwa ukuthi sithini kunangale eyingwe uyazi sengigide lapha ngazi ngaginqa okunye likubone so ke wothi ke ngiethule isithukuthuku ye kulive doku lomhlanje ke sikhangela okwenzakala kumncintiswano wenguqu wamazwe omhlaba okubanga inkezo eFIFA World Cup 2022 kunangale ke kwele Qatar singakehlukani sihlobo sike sikhangele besikhokhela namhlanje
abezimbabwe abahlala kwele Botswana sebesesabela ukuthi umkhakha omutsha we-COVID-19 usutholakale kulelo lizwe ungaphambanisa ikhefu lekhisimusi. Kuqhubekela phambili ukufuthelana kubandla le-MTCTT elikhokelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora. Soludluliselwe phambili ukhetho lwama-by-elections ebhinga obemele lwenziwe kusasa. Kuhlelo Woza Friday kuliviki besilo mhlabeleli womdumo werumba uZizwe Sibanda ozibizwa ngokuthi ngumdawini kwezomculo. Siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje oluvalisayo ngumthembo sithembayo uGibbs Dube. Lilale Zulukandaba, libe lempela viki enhle.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka, mhuri yeZimbabwe.